Basketball Podcast here for today, and joining us here today for our interview is Austin Hansen, assistant basketball coach at South Dakota State University. Austin, thanks for taking some time out of your schedule to join us here.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Brad.
Well, it's exciting week here in basketball land in South Dakota, and that is because finally University of South Dakota and South Dakota State are going to meet on the hardwood after 8 years of not playing each other. And so if you're a basketball fan in this area, that's got to get you kind of revved up. And Austin, thanks for taking some time to talk to us a little bit about that. But before we get into the rivalry of those two schools, just would you mind tell us a little bit about the team this year at South Dakota State and the season you guys have had thus far?
Yeah, you know, we've gotten off to a good start here. We're 13-5, which is better than in the past. We're 5-1 in the Summit League, which is kind of unfamiliar territory for us. But we've gotten off to a really good start. We've got some guys that are playing really well. Had a very good non-conference, knocked off Washington there. That was kind of our signature win. And that high level of play that we had out there, we've kind of carried over here after Christmas and have played well in the conference season. We had a little hiccup on Saturday down at Oral Roberts. But to be 5-1 at this point, I think we're very excited about it. This is kind of a team that we put together a couple years ago that we thought had a chance to be very successful in this league and do some great things, and that's where we're at right now. So we're excited about where we're at, and ready to get the weekend going with USD and UMKC on Thursday and Saturday.
Sounds good. Well, you know, just looking at your guys' roster, I mean, you guys got to be pretty excited about, you know, the future as well, really, with just, you know, Griffin Callahan being your guys' only senior.
Yeah. I think the recruiting class there with Nate Walters and Tony Feegan and Chad White and Braden Carlson, when we recruited that group, we really felt like that could be a group when they were, you know, juniors and seniors. We can make some noise and be knocking on the door for a conference championship and possibly NCAA tournament berth. And then, you know, we followed up with Jordan Dystra and Mark Seamstra there. And those guys have done nothing to disappoint us. Obviously, you know, Nate's kind of taken off and been kind of our leader on the floor. But we've gotten some big help from Braden and obviously Jordan Dystra had a very good freshman year. He's kind of battled some injuries here his sophomore year. But really the play of Braden here in the last couple of weeks has been huge for us. I think Tony's kind of the guy that gets a little underappreciated there. He does all the dirty work. You don't see a lot of his stats in the box scores, but he's been a rock for us all year defensively. And what we get out of him offensively is kind of icing on the cake. And then, you know, Chad off the bench has been solid for us. We'd like to see him a little bit more consistent. But he's got potential to put 20 on the board every night for us. So we're excited about this group, what they're doing, you know, what they're doing as juniors and sophomores. You know, again, we were kind of anticipating this kind of performance their junior and senior years, but we're ahead of schedule and we like where we're at. So the goal is to keep getting better. And the one thing about that group is they enjoy being in the gym. They enjoy getting better. And I think that's really where our programs turn the corner is this group's really made a commitment to themselves and to the program to get better and push our program, you know, towards the top of the Summit League and challenge the Oaklands and the Oral Roberts. And that's where we're at right now. So we couldn't be more pleased about what those guys have done. And hopefully they'll continue to work hard and keep our program moving forward.
That sounds good. Well, speaking of, you know, being near the top of the Summit League, you mentioned you guys are sitting at 5-1 right now. And certainly, you know, a big, you know, home stand here for you to coming up this weekend playing USD, as you mentioned, Thursday night, and then UMKC on Saturday. But let's turn our attention a little bit to that game Thursday night and, kind of the renewal of the rivalry, if you will, between South Dakota State and USD. They last time those two teams met was in 2004. And I guess one of the thoughts I've had is, you know, do the current college players that are on these rosters really know what that rivalry was about? And is it something they appreciate, you think?
You know, I think it's pretty new to all these guys. You know, we haven't talked a whole lot about them. You know, it's kind of funny, the last 2 weeks we've been preparing for Oakland and Oral Roberts, two teams that, you know, have held the top two spots in the league for a long time. So it's taken a lot of preparation to get ready for those guys. And really the USC game's been kind of put on the back burner until, you know, really today. And as you look at our roster, you know, we've got three kids, Tony and Braden and Chad that are South Dakota kids that have a little bit of familiarity with the rivalry. And I would say probably Tony and Braden have a little bit more than Chad. You know, Tony was a ball boy back when I played. So he's pretty familiar. He's been around that atmosphere, that environment, a few times. And obviously Braden, being a Brookings native,
sure,
has been to that game a couple times. So they know what it's about. But really to step on the floor and experience it is a whole different thing. You know, and so those guys, you know, they're going to have a nice little treat on Thursday when they walk into the gym and see a full arena. So it'll be fun for them.
Cool. Well, speaking of experience in the game, that's something that you had a chance to do when you were playing in your career at South Dakota State. And just curious, as you think back to some of those games when you would have played against USD, is there a game or two that really kind of stands out in your memory as something that, is something that you won't forget?
Well, that was the game that we obviously circled on our calendar as the game that, you know, you really didn't need any motivation for, just the in-state rivalry, you know, South Dakota State, University of South Dakota. And really I was introduced to it my redshirt year. You know, the first game we went down there, and now the current assistant down there, Joey James, was playing, and put 9 threes on us, set a school record. So that was kind of how I was introduced to it. And that didn't go over very well in our locker room. And so I knew right then that it was going to be a tough battle for the next, 4 years. And that was a game that, you know, we needed to win. And I got my chance, obviously, the following year when I was a freshman. And the game I remember is going down there the last weekend of the season. Those guys were a top 10 team in the country. They were on top of the league, had a chance to host the regional tournament if they won out that weekend. And we were a team. We had, you know, kind of some young guys that had played well throughout the season, kind of took our lumps early in the conference season, but got better as the conference season went along. And really it got down to that last weekend where we needed to win a couple games to get into the regional tournament. We went down there on a Friday, had those guys on Friday, and then Morningside on Saturday, and ended up knocking them off on Friday night and got our 20th win. And then we went to Morningside on Saturday and won that game. And those two wins put us in the NCAA tournament and knocked USD out of hosting the regional tournament. So those are probably the more significant games. I think the other games, you know, my sophomore through senior years were great games because they were, they were all meaningful. You know, whenever South Dakota State and USD played, there was something on the line, whether it was a conference championship or seeding in the regional tournament. You know, Coach Nagy and Coach Boots have put together two very good programs, and at the Division II level, they were programs that were always competing for conference titles. And I think that's what intensified the rivalry is because there was always something on the line. And so, you know, each game you walked into a full capacity crowd, and that's what makes it a great atmosphere, great environment, and a great experience for a college athlete. And so those were fun. You know, to walk in the Frost Arena with 8,000 people going crazy is something that you don't forget. And I'm sure when I walk in on Thursday and see a packed arena and see the red jerseys sitting across from us, you know, there's going to be a lot of memories and a lot of emotions for me.
Yeah, sure thing. Well, I think we're all of us that are basketball fans are hoping that the rivalry can get back to that point. And now that you know, USD's in the Summit League, and so South Dakota State and USD in the same league, you know, we're going to have home-and-home games now, it looks like, for the foreseeable future. And then, you know, as I look at it, you know, throwing the fact that, you know, the Summit League tournament's in Sioux Falls, and it just seems like, you know, kind of the focus of the Summit League is kind of moving to this upper Midwest area. You got Nebraska, Omaha joining the league next year, too, so you kind of get that NCC flavor kind of coming back, and I think that's only going to add to the excitement level and hopefully this rivalry as well, too.
Yeah, it definitely will, you know, with, like you said, with those NCC teams coming back in and having that Midwestern flavor there, Midwestern roots as far as where most of the teams are located. It helps out with our fan bases, just getting to know the teams that are in our league, you know, getting to know their players, their coaches, their fan bases, that kind of thing. And our fan, both fan bases, University of South Dakota and South Dakota State, really feed off that, you know. And you know, we're in a unique situation where we don't have, you know, any pro sports in our state.
Yeah.
So our fans really, you know, they follow South Dakota State, they follow University of South Dakota. We get a ton of support because that's what we have here, and that's what makes it a great rivalry is people show up. I mean, they have a lot of passion for both their teams. And so it'll be fun here in the next couple of years when those guys get a little bit more established, and we start competing, you know, for some league titles, and these games have a little bit more meaning than maybe they do right now. I think, you know, for our fans, it's a little bit more meaningful because they're a little bit more familiar with it. Our guys, maybe not so much because they haven't been, again, around this rivalry. It's taken a little break, so the guys don't know too much about it right now. It's just another game for them. But
for our
fans, it's a rivalry game. It's a game that's taken a little break, and I know they're excited to have it back. So it's going to draw a huge crowd both up here and when we go back down there, which again makes for a great experience for a college athlete to walk into that type of environment. That's what you, when you're done playing, those are the type of things you remember. You don't necessarily remember the wins and losses. You remember, you know, the crowds you played in front of and the intense atmosphere and the enthusiasm of the fans.
Sure. Well, we'll just have to kind of leave it up to you then to be the tale teller to these youngsters that haven't had a chance to experience this rivalry. You'll have to, you know, gather them around the fireside before Thursday night. But we definitely wish you guys the best of luck Thursday, and we're looking forward again as basketball fans to getting these two teams back on the hardwood again. And I know it'll be a good time. You know, like we've said, just from the atmosphere and from the crowds and from the fan bases, I know people are getting pretty fired up about getting to see South Dakota State and USD finally go at each other again. So thank you for your time tonight, Austin. Appreciate you sharing some of those things with us, and hopefully we'll have a chance to visit with you again down the line.
Yeah, that sounds good, Brad. Like I said, I'm looking forward to it. I think our fans are looking forward to it. It's going to be a great game here, and it's only going to get better here in the years to come. So it should be fun.
All right, thanks.